Yeah. The future is looking very doomy and gloomy, and I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. Now, we just had a dope discussion highlighting how a lot of the older men are opting out of dating and choosing to be single. But what about the young men out here? I'm starting to see a lot of the young men that are on the right path. Even say, I'm done with relationships. I'm done with trying to pursue something solid and secure with a woman. Like, that is so terribly bad. Because these are the young men that we need to help build the future generations to come. These are the young men who would make great husbands, great fathers, so on and so forth, that are like, nah, I'm good. I'm cool. I've seen too much. A lot of them themselves have even been through too much. And that just breaks my heart. And here's the thing. Y'all like the video, share the video, and subscribe. I gotta say this. Here's the thing. Ladies, there is something very telling about our behaviors and the things that we have done to these men, to where we are starting to see a lot of the young men and men in general that we actually need turn their backs. The men who not too long ago would take a chance on you. They were the ones giving you the benefit of the doubt and saying, you know what? Let me try to show you better. Let me try to give you better. And maybe that will help you out to maybe inspire you to change. But that's not happening anymore. Even the stand up solid brothers, who again would make great husbands, great fathers, they are the providers, they are the protectors, they are the wise, intelligent, studious type of brothers, like they're even done. And y'all should be very afraid, because if they are even checking out and saying, screw y'all, what are y'all gonna do? We already know it isn't a woman's nature to have a man to be a part of their lives, period. As women, we are not built and designed to work hard. We're there to be a helpmeet, a helpmate, not the provider. So, y'all fumbling these guys, turning them off. I mean, that's doom and gloom. Like, that's all that it spells. It spells doom and gloom. A lot of y'all are going to have to fend for yourselves by yourselves and struggle. And we're already seeing a lot of the effects of that today. Like, how many young women are we seeing? Older women, too. How many women are we seeing of all different ages, all different backgrounds, crying in their cars, talking about how they can't afford rent? Having to, live in their vehicles, get Planet Fitness memberships so they can take a shower. Like, the women are the ones who are struggling. But the men, they're flourishing. Yes, even the young ones. Yes. These are the ones that y'all need. These are the ones that y'all needed. And even they are feeling like they don't want you, and they damn sure don't need you. And I don't know what to say. I just really don't. I don't know if it's too late. I don't. But let's get into this, you all, because to me, this is the difference between the men and the women of today. A lot of the women were so consumed with trying to live the luxury life and look like they're living the luxury life, emphasis on look like, that they really squandered all of their chances of really developing and evolving and securing a solid future. Whereas the men, they didn't care about all of that. It's like, nah, I don't care to look like I got it. I'm trying to actually have it. So what do I need to do right now, present day, so that in the future I can be solid and secure? That is the difference. The difference is a lot of the women of today are living in the here and now. We're not planning ahead. We didn't plan ahead. Now we're out here crying, talking about shoulda, coulda, woulda, begging for a man's attention, a man's affection, and a man's help. And they're not giving it to you because you would ultimately become a distraction for his life. You would knock him off his square. You would set him backwards. And so that's just very, it's so unfortunate to see and very heartbreaking to witness, because I don't know what y'all are gonna do. I don't. with the men that y'all needing to be a part of y'all's equation, turning their back. I don't know. Y'all are going to really have to step y'all games up to show and prove your value and show and prove just how much of an asset that you would be to a man's life in order for them to even look at you. It is that bad. It is so bad that these men have tunnel vision. They're not even looking at y'all, let alone dating you, asking you out, trying to get to know you. That is over and done. And I'm scared for y'all. I really am. Because it's already bad now. Let's get into it, you all. Again, y'all get the likes up. Now, these video clips that I'm going to play for you all, they do have music, so I may mute them. But I just want us to really take a look at what these brothers are showcasing and really highlight the times that we're living in currently and how night and day it is as far as men and women not being on the same page. And men pretty much being comfortable and content with being alone. So this man here is 29 years old. He's not even 30 yet. Let's really pay attention to the age ranges that we are looking at, okay? So this young man, he's 29 years old, and he's depicting pretty much a day in the life of a typical Friday night for him, okay? So it says, my Friday night as a 29-year-old living alone, all right? Again, ladies, this could have been your husband. Going to, I guess, keep himself looking good, keeping himself together. Going to get a nice meal, again, alone without y'all. A lot of y'all ladies can't even afford to get no damn Chipotle. Like, let's pause it. It's women right now today that are complaining about not being able to buy groceries. They can't afford to eat out, all this, right? So we're seeing these young men like, yeah, sucks to be you, but I have a good paying job. I'm going to go outside and clean myself up, keep myself up to par for myself. I'm going to eat good. Like, look, he got his Ford truck. Like, look at these men. Let's pick the game. Look at his home. Has a nice, clean home. Looks to be peaceful. You know, chilling. The men are chilling. Look at his bathroom. A lot of y'all, and I'm sorry to be so petty, but a lot of y'all, again, are getting Planet Fitness memberships so that you can have somewhere to take a shower, to do your hair and makeup. He has his own very nice bathroom, you know, lit up mirror, and I love that mirror, okay? Me, myself, personally, in my home, I do have, you know, the light up mirrors and stuff like that. I think that is so nice. It really helps with applying makeup and making sure your lighting is good. So I actually love these type of mirrors. But here he is a single 29-year-old young man living alone, flourishing. Got his expensive cologne. He's getting ready to Netflix and chill by himself. And if y'all think, let's peep the game. If y'all think that these young men couldn't Netflix and chill with a chick, you're sadly mistaken. If he wanted to, he could have one of them chicks laid up with him tonight. But they don't even want it. The young men don't even want to. So it's not this instance of, oh, that's because they're just so lame and square and they're ugly and they're broken, they're dusty. No, they're living 10 times better than y'all. Chilling and not even caring to go out there and find a woman. He don't even care to go outside and kick it. Like, these young brothers are just relaxed, at peace, living their best lives alone. Y'all messed up. Y'all really did. Now, I want to take it to the comments because on this video alone, it was so many people that were talking about this, and then we're going to go into the next clip, all right? But just to give y'all a glimpse of what they were saying in the comments, somebody said, I see an employed man with a full head of hair getting into his Raptor after treating himself to Chipotle and going home to a very nice, very quiet, clean home to decompress. Looks like a dub to me, brother. Whoopsie. Oh, winning. And that comment alone got 3,151 likes. So, yeah, a lot of these brothers are just living it up and doing great. I don't need a woman. Another comment said, bro, that's what you call peace. Don't let nobody ruin that for you. Okay. Another person said, yeah, this ain't loneliness. It's just peace. Like, let's pay attention to the common themes, you all. The common theme is peace. A lot of men from all different ages and backgrounds, they are prioritizing peace over punani. And y'all know what that is. We got to watch out for YouTube. They don't care about that anymore. Keep your peach. All right. I want my peace. This is what we are seeing. Now, another comment said, man, this peace is dangerous because it's addicting. Nothing like being able to come home and do your own thing. I've been there. And that comment right there, again, also highlights the aspect of peace, but it takes it a little bit further because it goes into it being addicting. And what that means or signifies to me is the fact that these brothers, they become very, very relaxed and comfortable with the lifestyle that they create for themselves to where they don't want to disrupt it. They don't want to disturb it. They don't want a distraction from what they are accustomed to dealing with. So if I bring a woman into my equation, she's going to knock me off. She's going to disturb the ecosystem that I built so beautifully around myself. I don't want that. So again, that to me is something that is troubling, because if we have these type of men that are creating these environments to where they're good on women and they're not trying to find women, what does that say for our future? These are the fathers that we need in the home. These are the husbands that we need in the home. But they're not even choosing to become fathers or husbands, let alone boyfriends. Like, what? So yeah, ladies, y'all should be shaking in y'all boots, and I'm sure y'all are. Okay, because these men are starting younger and younger with the pursuit of peace, not vagina, right? I want to get into the next clip, and y'all like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Let me know, though, before we get into it, you all, are you a man that is living like this brother here, to where you're going to work, you're going to take care of yourself, keeping yourself up and groomed and cleaned and relaxing? You know, your me time is more important to you than going outside, than hanging out, than mingling. Let me know, is this a good depiction of what your life resembles? Let me know, okay? But I do have another clip for you all that I want to touch base on from another young man that, again, is showcasing the difference between what the men are choosing to do and what the women are choosing to do. And a lot of the women, again, of all ages, races, backgrounds, and so on and so forth, they're just not doing life right. They are not prioritizing the right things, and they're suffering and struggling, and we all can see it. And that's a huge reason why a lot of the men don't want to touch y'all. If I touch you, I'm going to burn myself. That's a whole bar. To get involved with you would mean to sacrifice myself, my finances, my peace, my happiness, my well-being. I don't want it. A lot of y'all, and I'm just being honest, I'm so sorry, sis. Salute to the women that are doing life right, that are making the right choices and decisions. I'm not talking about y'all, but y'all already know there's way too many of our sisters out there that this does apply to. A lot of these women out there, they are not a good deal. They're not. Only a crackhead would be okay with dealing with a lot of these chicks up today. But a man that has things to lose, absolutely not, ma'am. Stay right over there. You're going to mess up everything that I have worked hard to build. I don't want you. Y'all don't cook. Y'all don't clean. Y'all have bad attitudes. You're needy. You're greedy. You're broke. You're desperate. You know, so not a good deal. Liability, not an asset. And a lot of y'all are highly irresponsible. Y'all are not thinking about how I can improve upon my circumstances and situations. This is why a lot of y'all need these type of men to be a part of y'all's lives, so they can put you on the right path. And that leads me into this next video clip. Let's get into it. It says, how to live by yourself making $15 to $20 an hour. All right. Let's again pay attention to the difference. These young men out here are, you know, doing things in an effective way. They're planning strategically. They're not out here complaining about how they cannot afford the rent and how they can't afford their car notes and so on and so forth. They're making a way. And this is why I'm saying these men out here are actually the ones that y'all need to be a part of y'all's lives, because they would actually help you. You know, and again, young men, these are young men. Okay. So he's showcasing how you can pretty much maximize your opportunities and flourish by living alone by yourself, only making $15 to $20 an hour. He's not complaining about his hourly wage. He's doing things in a manner to where he can, again, maximize and really live a comfortable life to where he does not have to worry about too much. So let's get into it. All right. So it says, don't eat out and eat foods like rice, oatmeal, P&J sandwiches, and spaghetti. Now, pay attention, you all. These men are cooking for themselves. How many women out there, man, and I just hate to even keep going here, but I have to. How many of y'all women even know how to cook? Again, absolutely no perk and benefits to being with y'all. Everything that these men would look for you to do, they already know how to do. Like, look. This young man is cooking for himself and explaining to you how you can make sure that you are saving, being cost effective. What else? It says, don't have a car payment. Use a used car or public transportation. Peep the game. And y'all like the video, share the video, and subscribe. How many women out there have to have a brand new car that depreciates in value? For crying out loud, you all, I have so many women trying to clown me for having a used Toyota Camry. Oh, girl, please. That's a bucket. See, I drive this Jeep, and I drive this truck, and I got this, and I got that. Please stop. Okay? Because a lot of y'all are out here having to ultimately live in that same Jeep, wash your behind in that same truck, and live out of that and hope that the repo man does not come. You can't clown me for being smart and wise with my money. You just can't. But these men, they are doing things right. They are prioritizing their finances to make sure that they are solidified and secure. How many of y'all are doing that? If a man pulled up in, let's say, a used vehicle that was not some luxury car, a lot of y'all would call him broke and dusty, and he got way more security than you. See, a lot of the wise, intelligent people, we understand that cars depreciate in value anyway. So why go for broke on something that is not going to yield you any real good return on the investment? Cars are to help you get from point A to point B. Do you want something that is nice? Sure. But at the end of the day, it has to be reliable and it has to be cost effective. This is what these young brothers are doing, which is why they are not crying in their damn cars, talking about how they cannot afford to live. But a lot of you women, y'all prioritize looking like you're living a lavish luxury life when you're actually struggling to even give off the illusion. These men don't care about that. I don't care about an illusion. I care about actually having it. I care about the reality of living this life. Okay? So let's continue. What else did it say? Let's blow it up for y'all. And y'all, again, get the likes up. It says, have a job that offers overtime so you can pick up more hours. Ladies, if y'all had a man, he would be able to pick up that slack for you, because a lot of y'all are lazy. I'm going to be real with you, okay? And I think that's just a part of all of our natures. We don't want to work too hard and do too much because we're just not designed to do all of that. You know what I mean? So this is why we do need men. Y'all out here, I don't need no man. Yes, you do. And it would behoove you to get with one, a quality one, and build with him. That way you don't have to go out here working hard. You know? Just make sure that you're doing what you need to do for him to make sure that he is fueled and to make sure that he is replenished so that he can go out there and work hard. You know what I mean? Because men, they got it. But this is what they're doing, right? They're working. Let's continue. And again, y'all, look at how he's cooking. Lord have mercy, he's cooking for himself. It says budget and track expenses. Track how much you make and how much you spend each month. Oh, please. Y'all know these women ain't doing that. Mm-mm. I'll put it on layaway. I'll do afterpay. I'll put it on a credit card. I'll sell some feet pics, whatever. But them actually sitting down and planning how much money they're bringing in and how much they're having to go out, no. A lot of these women, again, impulsive, only living for the moment, only living for right now. They're not planning ahead for the future. It says, make sure your rent is $1,000 or less and look for income-based housing. I'm going to be real with you, sir. A lot of these women, even $1,000 is too much. Okay. It says be able to make money on the side. Uber, DoorDash, social media, cut hair, sell something. So he's saying to have some side hustles. You know, you have to do that. And I want to go back to where he said, make sure your rent is $1,000 or less. No. Okay. A lot of these women, they want to live in very high-end luxury type of housing. That's broken, dusty behavior. And I'm going to be real with you. They should go out and try to find housing that is $1,000 or less. And so it would be beneficial for them to do so because they're already drowning in debt. They're already drowning in monthly expenses. But they have to keep up appearances. And can I be very, very honest? It's very difficult to find housing that is that cheap. All right. If you're able to find housing that is $1,000 or less, it's probably a roach motel. I mean, and I'm gonna be real. Who wants to live like that? I don't. But that would help them. I'm gonna be real about it. That would significantly and drastically help. But that would be difficult for anybody to find something like that. All right. That, again, is something that is a healthy, stable environment to be in, so on and so forth. So good luck. Good luck with that. But again, this is why you need a man. If you had a man, I mean, this would be nothing. You would be able to have, let's say, a $2,000 apartment or mortgage, whatever, and then just split it. And there's your $1,000 right there. But y'all don't want to go 50-50. Y'all too bad and bougie. Y'all the prize. Yeah, not looking too good for y'all, though. But I digress. Okay, he's talking about the side hustles. And yeah, this is very, very good advice, to be honest with you. You know, are the women going to listen? Probably not. And that's just the bottom line. They're probably not going to listen. And this is why the men are choosing to be alone, because to get with you would bring them down, because you don't listen. You don't follow directions. You don't take heed to great advice. You think somebody's trying to boss you around and dictate you and control you. And in all actuality, they're just trying to help you. But I thought I would come back on here and let y'all know what I'm continuing to see. And what I'm continuing to see, unfortunately, is a lot of men, young and old and in between, choose to be single and alone, and they're loving it. Ladies, y'all need to clean this up and come back to the table with something instead of saying that I am the table and a real man would never ask me to bring X, Y, and Z, 1, 2, and 3 to a table. Well, you better do something, because no man is around you. So what are you talking about? A real man would do this and a real man would do that. There's no men. Anyway, let me know y'all thoughts, opinions, feedback down in the comment section below. I look forward to seeing what you got to say. Fellas, are you like these men here, to where you're living the single life and you like your peace and your quiet, and maybe you're a young man? Let me know. Or is it like, no, I would love to have a woman. And I'm actively looking. You know, let me know. Okay. But it's looking like way too many men of all different ages are content and at peace with being in their own surrounding, in their own environment, without even the company of a woman. And that's just sad to me. It really is. Ladies, y'all keep fumbling and getting that good old humbling. I'm going to see y'all in the next dope discussion. Much love and peace to my crown heads.